On this week's Pop Buzz podcast, we'll be chatting the big stories of the week, namely Vero, what's that all about, and the man making the most specific playlist for your Uber journey, plus our very, very special guest, the one and only Troye Sivan. So much fun, lots of new music chat, and he enters the dreaded Pop Buzz confession booth, so keep listening for that. But first, the week's biggest stories in WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
No Katie today, just you and me, mate. Just you and me, Woody. Yeah,
you know what? This must be the first time in Pop Buzz podcast history that Katie has not made an episode.
Is that true? Well, you'll hear her during the Troye Sivan interview. So technically...
She's here.
Technically, she's here in spirit. Blame the snow. We'd comment on the snow, but let's be honest, check your Facebook feed and Twitter feed. It's all anyone's banging on about, isn't it? So we don't really need to cover the fact that it is cold outside. Instead, let's talk about this ridiculous social media story. Vero, first of all, are you aware of what it is, Wad? Are you aware?
Yeah, I read your article.
Oh, James. Over on popbuzz.com.
Popbuzz.com.
Very good.
I'm still not sure what it is, so.
Well, it's quite confusing because I've seen most places have written about it saying, oh, it's like the new Instagram, sort of. It's right. Mainly picture-based, but I guess their big selling point is that you post a link every time and it splits into sections. So say you want to say something about a movie, you could file that under movie and you could tag a video in there. Say you wanted to say something about music, you could tag a Spotify link in there or Apple Music link or whatever you want. And it basically splits it into kind of culture sections. There's places, there's photos, it's all these different categories, but it also lets you choose exactly who's seeing it. So you file your followers in different ways.
I see. So, but here's the question. Mm-hmm. How often do you think to yourself, oh, I wonder if I could access all the times I'd written about books on my social feeds? Like, I mean, unless you're a book blogger,
hey.
I guess...
I'm
doubting that's like a real thing anyone needs.
I agree. I mean, my initial thought, I've not downloaded it. My initial thought was, I don't need another one. I don't need another social media app. I spend too much time on Twitter as it is. I spend too much time on Instagram as it is. It's just not necessary. But then I guess the thing that's, as quickly as these apps come, so they go at a similar speed. So huge surge in popularity. People seem to be immediately deleting for a variety of reasons, some problematic. There's a lot of rumors going around about where the money's coming from to provide it from.
Yeah.
Sort of semi-rumors, can't really confirm anything, but there's been a lot of threads online about this.
There's been some rumors that he's got a bit of a dodgy past, but then could that just be Mark Zuckerberg trying to muscle in, trying to discredit him?
Take down the competition, Mark. There we go.
I saw those articles on Facebook. Fake news.
Hey.
It could well be.
Who knows?
It could well be. I mean, the question is this really the right time to be launching another new social media network? I mean, has there ever been, in the history of social media, more cynicism and like... kind of a movement against social media than there has been in 2018 or at least the last 6 months. I don't feel like now's the time to do it.
Yeah, it's a strange decision. It's a very, very strange decision. The other difficult thing, though, we found is like, okay, so some people are deleting because they think there's problematic things about the CEO. Absolutely fair enough. Need confirmation on that, but absolutely fair enough reason to delete that. But also people just bored of it and want to get rid of it. This seems like the most difficult app to get rid of I have ever seen. You have to basically request your ability to delete it. You have to send a request form to the website. You have to send a request on the app saying, please, may I delete this account? Which is not what you want to hear when you're trying to get off a bit of social media, is it really? I don't know how I feel about that one in particular. I'd like to be able to get out of social media when I can.
That's true. You know what? I've actually deleted... Twitter and Facebook off my phone.
I did not know this.
Yeah, so I've only, because I need to, like you said earlier, I needed to spend less time on it. Mm-hmm. I deleted it off. And you know what? It has been good. I spend less time on there, but I left Instagram on there. And now I just spend all my time on Instagram.
Do you know what I find? I mean, it's the same. This is nothing nobody like doesn't already know. It's procrastination half the time, right? Mm-hmm. You're sat on the bus, you're sat on the tube, you're sat at your desk when you're supposed to be working, you're checking your social media. That is the main thing. And I guess maybe deleting the apps and then you don't have that extra habit to keep your fingers occupied.
I think I've been listening to more music and podcasts and reading a bit more since I did it. So, you know, if anyone out there is thinking I need a little bit less social media, I would kind of fully recommend it. But obviously keep everything locked on to popbuzz.com.
keep it locked on to pumbles.com. Final question on that then. Will Vero last? And my thought is no immediately if everyone's dropping off in less than a week.
It's going to last like a week, 2 weeks. Although it's dragged out for 2 years, apparently. Apparently it started 2 years ago. And people So maybe, but my feeling is that it's a no.
Okay, cut to 2 years' time. Popbuzz brought to you by Vero, exclusive, their new podcast app. All right, moving on. Another pretty techie story, but this just made me smile so much. The Uber driver who was spotted online, he put a tweet out saying he has 11, I think it's 11 playlists at the minute, where it's so specific personality types. So you get in his Uber or his Lyft and he'll eye you up and go, "This is the playlist I've made for them." And they are brilliant.
They're shady. That's what they are. Shall we go through a little list of some of them?
I mean, my personal favourite is white dudes who look like they like rap. I think that's my personal favourite one. Probably because it'd get paid for me, like played for me as soon as I step in, I think. Like nerdy white boy. It's like, he probably likes Chance the Rapper and Childish Gambino. Let's put it on. How about
I like basic 20s to 30s. And you know what? I'm only picking that one because I could still fall into that category. Like, just.
You've got time. You've got time. I'm catching you up. Don't worry. What else have we got? Quiet people. Yeah, that makes sense. Yep. I do find, because I'm not the most chatty, I will admit, when I'm in an Uber or a Lyft. I'm not the most chatty person. So actually, if there was a playlist of just kind of, you know what, we're judging this guy, some kind of soothing, chilled out. It's the end of the night. You want soothing, chilled out music.
It depends how many drinks I've had, to be honest.
Well, this is it.
Or actually, really, pre-club is the, I'm going to put my music on. I'm going to put Britney Spears on. I'm going to turn it to 11. Mm-hmm. Let's have it. Mm. And then on the way back, I'm distinctly more quiet. I'm actually normally trying to hold in my sick. I don't want that 50 quid fine.
That's so true. In fact, on that note, there's a tweet we saw from a user called Meg who tweeted this guy who is at T-Just, by the way, if you want to find him. But they tweeted at him, "You're missing the hype up for drunk white girls in their 20s playlist," which is actually kind of an essential
one.
That's
my one. Yeah. That would actually be my one.
I was trying to think if there's any other ones he's missing for specific types. I the only one I was kind of like, because the main time I take an expensive Uber is if I'm going to the airport, because am I going to pay for any other form of transport that's, you know, through the nose? So is there a going on to the holiday? We've talked about baggage claim bangers before.
Baggage
is there like
a
pre-holiday and post-holiday car ride playlist I would quite like?
Yeah, you know what? It's Belinda Carlisle, Heaven on repeat. That's all you need.
That's 2 weeks in a row we've mentioned Belinda Carlisle on this podcast.
You know, I'm still not over it.
Yeah, she's playing London, by the way, if you missed that. She's playing a big festival
here
in London.
That's all I've talked about in the Pop Buzz office for the last 2 weeks.
We'll get her in. We'll get her in a couple of weeks. Belinda, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, please come down. Please do come down to the Pop Buzz office. Any playlists you were missing? Any for your life in particular? I mean, we've already said it's the end of the night stuff, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess the quarter-life crisis crying in the back of the Uber playlist would be my one. You know, you just need something sad and melancholic to just kind of, you know, get you in your feels.
That's very true.
Where did it all go wrong? How did it end up like this?
Oh, God. Is that just Lord's green light on repeat? It can reenact the video.
No, liability. That's what it is.
Oh, bless. Go and check them out, by the way. They are. I think they might have been set to private today. We were looking at.
Yeah, I think he might have got in trouble.
Oh, no!
Some of them aren't. I think we've read some of the nicer ones.
What else have they got? Effing hipsters. I don't know. I think it's still fun. Heady bros. Oh, well. We'll see. I'd like to think that this guy has his heart in the right place, even if they are somewhat shady. We'll see how it turns out anyway. Guys, our guest today, one of our absolute favourites on this website. We are so glad he's back with us. No, you know it's true, man. You know it's true. The song is, of course, My, ladies and gentlemen. Troye Sivan's with us. Here we go.
How are you guys?
So good, man. So good to see you. Welcome back to London, first
Thank
of all.
You very
we
much.
Should say you've a fabulous coat ready for the weather, it
Thank
must be
you.
Said. It's
That's
freezing.
The main
outside.
Reason why I come back is so that I can like wear my coats, because I don't get to wear them anywhere else pretty much. But super happy to be here.
Good stuff, man. Let's dive right in with the single, obviously. It's so good. And particularly we want to talk about the video, because that's a sexy video you got going on there, man. You are channeling some greats in there. I mean, correct me, we've been talking like
Is that Michael Jackson 1992 era you're throwing in there? Right. Little bit of George Michael vibes in there a little bit. Talk me through what you're channeling in that beautiful black and white video there.
Oh, so much. I think it was like, I mean, the main thing was like I wanted to dance around the way that I used to when I would like lock my door as a kid and hope that my parents wouldn't like barge in on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I just wanted to, like, the main thing that I wanted to capture was, like, this effortlessness and, like, complete confidence, you know, as if, like, no one was watching kind of thing. But, yeah, there's 100%, like, Grant, the director of the video, and myself, we spent, like, 6 months before we ever made the video texting each other back and forth, like, Janet Jackson videos and, yeah, just, like, so much stuff. I don't know, Madonna was 100% one of them. And, yeah, he's just really good at, making, you know, I think, like really classic music videos, and so yeah. I was so stoked to work with him.
It looks amazing. It's so beautifully shot, the whole thing. I mean, I should say, you mentioned the dancing there, obviously, so it is very free. It feels like it's all very you. Was there a choreographer you worked with or all that kind of thing? How did it kind of work that?
So there was a movement coach on set, but
movement coach.
Well, the thing was that it wasn't choreography, you know, so he wasn't a choreographer because, none of it was like planned out. It was more just like he would come up to me in between takes and be like, keep your head up or whatever, you know, little things like that. But the main thing was that I was so nervous because, like, obviously that's super uncomfortable to do in front of people. And
the wind machine.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah, exactly. So the crew was like 60 people or something like that. And for the first shot, they put me in this big wide warehouse and I'm standing in like the middle of the warehouse and all the crew's just kind of standing there watching, like a little bit bored maybe. And so I'm like, oh my God, now I have to like strut up and down as if I'm having like the best time of my life. And I was really scared. And so what I did was there was like a pillar in the middle of the warehouse. And I made the movement coach stand behind the pillar where the camera couldn't see him. And he was like doing all the moves and stuff like that. Just so that I didn't feel like I was the only one having a really good time. You know?
Oh God, I hope there's some behind the scenes footage we can get.
So sweet. He was amazing.
Oh bless. It's amazing, man. It's so good to see.
Let's talk about SNL. Yeah. Iconic or what?
Yes, man. Yes.
How was it for you? Because it feels like such a like huge and important like performance for an artist. Was it nerve-wracking at all?
Oh my gosh, it was terrifying. It was really, really scary. But at the same time, like the best day of my life. I think it's just like one of those environments. I think what makes SNL so like exciting to watch and what makes it such a big moment is it's kind of a little bit like sink or swim, you know, because it's live and you know, so many people watch it and it's got this huge like kind of cultural like significance to it. And you definitely feel all of that when you're there. And so the thing for me was just like keeping my mind like cool and calm, because I think if you think about it too much, like the second that I think thought about what I was doing, I think I would have kind of psyched myself out. And so I was just trying to keep myself calm. And it got to the point where I was like right about to go on. And I was just like, okay, you know, I have wanted this my entire life and I'm not going to, you know, let anything, be it nerves or whatever, get in the way of me at the very least having a very good time. And so I just like went out and tried to have as much fun as I could. And I actually was really pleasantly surprised at how much I managed to let go and enjoy myself. I still haven't watched the performance, so I don't know how it turned out.
Oh, really? No.
But well, the was feeling great. Was good. It felt fun to do.
Why haven't you watched the performance?
I think it's just like I'm a little bit of a perfectionist about stuff, and I have such a pleasant memory of the whole experience that I kind of don't want to, like, you know, because I was nervous, so I'm sure there's some stuff in there that, like, I'm not going to sound my best or whatever. And so if I go back and listen and hear something that I don't like, I don't want to taint that experience for myself. Sure. So maybe I'll watch it in like a couple of years or something like that.
Yeah. How was the week? Were you there for the full week with the cast and everything? How long were you around for?
For musical guests, you go in on the Thursday.
Nice.
And sound check and stuff like that and practice. And then you go in on the Saturday. So the Friday is like off and it's so eerie and strange because you're like... all these other shows, you go in and it's this huge day and by the end of the day, you're like, whoa, I just did Fallon or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas this, like, you go in on the Thursday, your adrenaline's all crazy, you go home and sleep that night. Friday, spend the day, like, in bed watching movies, trying to not think about the fact that you're about to do, like, the biggest thing of your entire life tomorrow, you know?
Sure.
And then the Saturday is obviously like a really huge day.
How long did you know you were going to do it for? Was there like quite a long time before you?
I probably knew for 5 weeks before. It's a fair amount of time. Yeah. I rehearsed for like 2 weeks before.
Man.
I'd never played the song like in public before. So I had to kind of go in with the band and start from scratch, basically.
So when you were asked to do that, did you know what two songs you were going to do? You were obviously going to do My, My, My. Did you know you were going to do The Good Side as well? Or was that...
Yeah, I think so, because I think The Good Side for me was always something that I wanted to release almost hand in hand with My My My, because I think that I kind of wanted to mess with people a little bit in that My My My, I think, gives you one sort of idea of what the album's going to be. And the album is that, but then the album also is stuff like The Good Side. And so, I just kind of wanted to give both kind of perspectives.
Nice, man. Nice. It's a good mix so far. We're loving it.
You've been working on Boy Erased.
Yeah.
And I believe you finished filming that now. So that's film about a gay conversion camp in America, based on a memoir, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What attracted you to that project and how did you prepare for the role?
Yeah, so I did a little bit of acting when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. X-Men?
Yes. And sort of just like got distracted by YouTube and then music and... it kind of just like fell on the back burner a little bit because acting takes a lot of like time, even if you're not getting parts. It's like a lot of auditioning and learning lines. And I just kind of got a little bit busy and put it on the back burner a little bit, but always said, if the right project comes along, please keep sending me everything because I will still, you know, want to audition. And I haven't auditioned for anything in probably 4 years or something like that. And then this script came and I read the kind of synopsis and saw who the cast was, saw that Joel Edgerton was directing, and just like, I've never wanted something so bad. I was like, I have to be a part of this movie. And so I, got my acting manager to come over to my like Airbnb that I was staying at. I hadn't seen him in like a couple of years. I was like,
hey stranger, here we go. Let's do some work.
And we just put down an audition on tape, and then it was weird because I had no idea how it had gone. I hadn't told anyone that I was auditioning. And then I went out for dinner in LA and I was waiting outside the restaurant for like our table or whatever. And this guy walked past me and I was like, I feel like I know that guy. He was like bouncing a tennis ball and he stopped and turned around and started walking towards me. And I was like, oh wait, maybe I don't know him, but he's me being like crazy egotistical. I was like, oh, he's coming up for a photo. So I was like ready to have a fan pic with this guy. And then as he's walking up, I'm like, oh my God, that's Lucas Hedges from Manchester by the Sea, who's like starring as the lead in Boy Erased.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is he coming up to me though? And he came up to me and he was like, hey, did you just audition for Boy Erased? This is so random. And I hadn't told anyone. So I was like, how do you know that? And he was like, oh no, Joel sent me your audition. And that was like my first like inkling that it had gone well at all.
Okay.
And so... then after that, I wanted it even more.
I think if they've sent the audition to the star of the film, it's a good sign. Things are coming.
Maybe it's like, oh my God, lol, look at this. You know what I mean? Like,
guys, you need to check this one out. No,
did you have
no,
to do another audition like in front of the directors afterwards then?
No, so then I had a FaceTime call with Joel and we just kind of talked because my character, even though he's sort of like represented in the book, we wanted to kind of build it out a little bit more. And so... it was a discussion from then onwards, you know, like a real collaboration between him and I.
You said in other videos that your coming out was obviously very different to what the people in the film would have experienced. Mm-hmm. I was wondering what you learned in your research that surprised you about other people's experiences or...
I think the most, like, impactful thing was, even though it was obviously all, fake, it felt very real when we were there going through the whole experience, you know, like... the source material that they gave us, like the booklets that they gave us, were the real booklets that they would give to these kids when they arrived at the camp. So I read through all of that, read through testimonials of people who like say that it worked for them and stuff like that. And it was, it was really, really heavy. I think the thing that I learned the most probably is that I don't know. I mean, I think that there are a lot of people who should be held accountable, but at the same time I think that it was ignorance. Like, you know, I think that the parents who sent their kids off to these places thought that their kids were going to get sick with HIV and go to hell, and that's what they've been raised with their entire life. And so that, you know, like education system, I think, is to be held accountable. But the parents themselves, if you knew no different, I think you would also panic. And if your you know, church said to you, oh, we've got a solution that we can fix this, and you didn't know any better, and it was, you know, 2002 or whatever before, like, education was, you know, before we kind of knew better. Yeah. I left with a lot more kind of empathy, I think.
Yeah. Wow.
That was just the word I was going to say. It sounds like you need to be empathetic with all the people involved.
Yeah, and so I'm hoping that this movie, rather than, like, you know, attacking anybody, I don't think that that's the goal at all. I think it's, like, just educating people and showing them that this is not the way to go about things at all.
Man, an amazing project. Really looking forward to seeing
it. Yeah, it's got
a stellar
cast as well. Nicole Kidman and Xavier Dolan, who obviously directed Adele's Hello video. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you got an opportunity to talk, maybe work together.
Him and I got actually really close, yeah. I was talking to him the other day. He's so lovely. And I can't remember if we spoke about the Adele video. I'm sure we did. But yeah, he's just like one of the weirdest people I've ever met. He's super lovely.
But you can tap him next time you need a...
Next time I need a video.
Exactly. Watch out in the future. And talking of big film projects as well, obviously you've got another track coming out with on the Love, Simon soundtrack, which is awesome. So Jack Antonoff has obviously been putting that together. You wrote the track with him. How did that come about? Did he approach you to be a part of it? Were you interested in the material already? What happened?
Yeah, so he and I wrote that song for my first album. Like, we were just writing together, and the song kind of just got shelved a little bit because I didn't think that it really fit on the first album. I loved the song, though. Mm. And so I always, like, hoped that there would be an opportunity to put it out somewhere, and Jack texted me the one day, and he was like, hey, I'm doing the music for this movie. And I had already heard about the movie and everything like that and was, like, excited to see it. And he asked me if we could kind of revive the song. So I went back into the studio and, like, redid the vocals and made some tiny changes. And I saw the movie for the first time probably like a month ago now. And it's so, so, so good.
Oh,
I'm like so happy to be a part of it. Yeah. It feels like a real, like, teen classic. Like, it's a very, reminds me of, like, nowhere near as catty, obviously, but it's like, it feels like a Mean Girls or something like that. Like an instant movie that people are going to remember forever.
Going to quote for years, that kind of thing as well. No, it's nice. It's nice to see as well that all the musicians involved on the soundtrack, whether it's yourself or Khalid or obviously Jack, and I think there's like 1975 and Panic at the Disco stuff in there as well. Everyone seems to be so happy to be a part of it and be associated with that project.
No, my
really
song's
cool.
in there for like 5 seconds. I'm just super, super happy.
So I watched the film and I couldn't hear it. And I saw afterwards, I was like, how did I miss that?
Yeah. That's it. So engrossed in the story, mate. Yeah. This is it. You'll go back.
It was in a really beautiful moment in the movie as well, so I'm really happy.
Oh, man. Look out for it, fans. Look out for it. We want to play a little bit of a game with you, mate. So this is a game we call the Pop Buzz Confession Booth, just to keep you sweating in this one. These are all slightly probing questions, and we just want you to be as honest as you possibly can be with us, Troy. All right. It's all good, I promise. All right, Katie, take it away with the first Confession Booth question, if you please.
What was the last outfit you wore that you regret the most?
I don't know. I've worn a lot of questionable stuff in the past. There are days where I just think I looked really silly. Like, I'm trying to think of a specific day. You know, it's more just like days where everything goes wrong. You know, where like, you just kind of like, I slept through my alarm the one day and then just had to kind of like chuck on whatever I could. And actually, if you go on my Instagram... The day that I did one of those Genius videos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where you, like, break down the lyrics. Yeah. That day, I allow myself, like, 2 sleep-ins through my alarm a year. Because it happens to everyone, right? And it happened that day. And so that day, I felt like a real piece of, you know what?
Fair go back play. And watch that now.
Yeah, that'll work well.
Okay, last time you felt jealous.
Interpret that. I really try not to get jealous. It's not something that I think happens to me very often. I don't know. I'm really... Sounds so wanky, but I'm really happy for everyone 99% of the time. Last time I felt jealous... I'm jealous of people who have had, like, a really huge smash hit. Okay. Even just one. That would be really nice. I would love that.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming, mate. It's coming. Come on, of course it is.
When was the last time you retweeted something to make yourself look good?
Ooh. Probably like yesterday. I do that often. Like articles and stuff like that about me. I'm like, yep, retweet.
Yeah, fair enough. Why not? You gotta love yourself. That's all good.
Last time you deliberately didn't answer your phone to someone.
Ooh!
And who was it?
Also probably yesterday. I actually do that a lot. But I always call people back.
Yeah, I don't like talking on the phone, so I'm just like, oh, no.
No, my dad, like, instilled in me when I was really young, he was like, the phone is, like, somebody demanding your time. You know, when they start calling you and you feel that, like, pressure to pick up or whatever, he's like, it's always fine if you don't feel like answering the phone right there and then reject it for, like, and then whenever you've got a spare 10 minutes on your schedule, you call them back.
Nice.
Good advice.
God, I have to say, while we remember that, your dad is like the king of social media. Yeah. Can we just say this? He is amazing on there. You must love his... Well, do you love it or do you get a bit embarrassed?
I mean, it's a bit of both.
Okay, fair enough.
It depends.
Yeah, he's a king.
A lot of the time, it's good.
Yeah, he's brilliant on Twitter. He's absolutely awesome. All right, last one. Let's go for it.
Troy, what's your favourite swear word?
Good boy. There we go. That's the answer we get most of the time, I'll be honest with you.
I feel like it's the most applicable to the most circumstances.
Yeah, it's a satisfying one to say as well, isn't it? Troy, honestly, mate, an absolute pleasure. We really, really love My Might. Of course, the album we cannot wait for that's going to be out...
Very soon.
There we go. He's well-trained, isn't he? Tour dates, I'm imagining, before the end of the year, hopefully?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, beautiful. We can't wait to see you back here. Troy Sivan, everybody.
Thank you so much for having me.
Troy Sivan. Old fave. We had him in before. He wasn't on the podcast before, was he? We did some video stuff with him years ago, man, around Blue Neighbourhood, right?
Yes, I played a very awkward Would You Rather game with
him. You did.
Yeah.
In fact, this is really showing how long ago it was. He opened our Snapchat for us.
He did. We had confetti and a ribbon cutting ceremony. It was great.
It was great. Confetti that he insisted on sticking around and clearing up because he's just that nice a guy, isn't he, really?
And he's still very nice.
He is very nice. He came across well there, didn't he?
Alan said to me one time before former Pop Buzz editor said, like, he's really got his together and he just does.
He's very, very slick. He's a businessman.
Yeah, he is.
I like him.
But he's so charming and interesting and he's clever.
Yeah.
And he is also just so beautiful.
Yeah, I was going to say, so it did become a running joke for a while last time we had him in, but that you sort of froze in the building when he entered. How are you coping now on a second meeting? Was it a bit better?
I was coping, but I did notice my face started to twitch halfway through. I was like, keep it together.
Check out the videos for that. See if you could spot Woody's face twitching.
But I was mostly gagged about the Carly Rae Jepsen thing.
Right, we need to talk about this because obviously we were like, oh my God, that's a huge story. A couple of days later, he goes to a radio station that we won't say the name of. How dare they? not in this building. And tells them that the collab is with Ariana Grande, which is incredibly exciting. We love Ariana.
Wig.
Of course.
Where's my wig?
We do. Yeah, exactly. The wig has flown out of the studio. We're very excited about that, obviously. But yeah, a little bit annoyed that he held out on that one. Although I do take part responsibility that we didn't mention
it. It's our own fault. I was thinking, right, do a car...
We said Camila, didn't we? Yeah.
Camila. But it makes total sense.
Yeah, it does.
Because, like, Ariana will take him to the higher plane.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the higher vocal plane, yeah.
I am so pumped for it.
It's going to be good, though, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that was one of my favourite interviews we've ever done.
Oh, really?
Genuinely.
It was nice and in-depth, wasn't it? It's good when you get someone like that who not only do we have a lot to say to because we genuinely like his music and we write about him a lot on the site, but he's also got a lot to say for himself. Like you say, he's got his together. He knows what he's all about. So if you want to just have a 20-minute sit-down, in-depth music chat, he is more than game for
it. He's a guy.
He's a good dude. Right, let's do the ratings out of 5 then. What are you thinking, mate?
Well, Katie has actually sent me her.
She texted you one in.
Yeah, she said...
Thoughts and feelings, here we go.
My ranking for Troy is 4 out of 5 because he has better skin than me.
Right, right. As good a reason as any.
And to be fair, he does have beautiful skin.
He has better skin than everybody, man. He's an angel. He's a cherub.
Yeah.
All those things they say online.
Small bean.
Small bean, indeed. Mm. Good hair, by the way, we should have. Oh, very good hair at the minute.
Fabulous hair.
Good hair, it's a good look.
And the coat.
Oh, yeah. So go check out the video. We're going to put them on YouTube, obviously, at the same time as this. By the time you listen to this, they'll be up on YouTube. Go have a look. The coat game he was rocking. It's impressive. Yes. a winter coat to end them all. It was very, very good. What's your rating, Woody? Come on.
I'm going to give it a 5.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Of course I am.
I want you to bear this in mind, though, the amount of 5s you've given out, because you've just said that's the greatest interview you've ever done, but you can't go any higher than the other ones you've already given 5. Just bear that in mind for the future, surely.
You know what? I just like to put positivity out there in the world, James, not negativity.
I'm such a hater. I'm so sorry. I am going to knock a point. He was great. He was great. He's always great to chat to. I'm going to give him a 4, though, purely because it would have been nice if he'd thrown us that Ariana exclusive. I'm going to be honest, mate. I'm going to be honest. I love you dearly. It was very nice of you to talk to us about Carly Rae. Couldn't have thrown us that little extra exclusive. Come on, mate. We were getting along so well.
Please come back, though, Troy.
Welcome back anytime.
A little detail I also need to add was that since we last interviewed Troy, I had him as my screensaver on my laptop for 2 years. And then it got to the morning of the interview, mm-hmm. and I was like, if he sees that...
Oh, man. That would have been incredibly embarrassing.
So I changed it.
What have you got as now, then?
Sasha Velour.
Okay, fair enough. Of course, the next logical step. Fantastic. That's about it for this week. We could give a clue. It's one of two options next week, though, so it's a bit tricky. It's going to be... We've got two lined up. I'm not sure which is next week. Two very, very good guests for the next 2 weeks. I will tell you that. So, yeah, that's all you're getting, I'm afraid.
There's the one
I'm chatting to on Friday.
Yes.
So that's a big one. And then there's a potential another one with an album out in a couple of weeks. Oh. Also having a
chat. I have no clue who they are.
They're musicians. They're fun. Yeah. There you go. That's all you're getting.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's a couple of options. I can't give the clues. I don't know which one is definitely next week. Copyright license, that's gone. We want them back. Let's go with that. That's about it for this week. I'm always on the pun game. Do go and subscribe over on iTunes and all the other lovely places you get your podcasts from, and go back and listen to all the many previous episodes, and make sure you check out the videos of Troy over on our YouTube channel and over on popbuzz.com. See the whole interview, see him play the game. It's great, great fun. We will be back next week. Until then, it's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you next week.